Begin the current daven. Set the Shabbos of Kuf Nun Hey. We begin on the base. Begin with Tzeis the Masel. This begins towards the Gemara. In each Nesagama B'chulu, we don't make the camel until like a trough. Tzeis comes to explain that this that we learn elsewhere that we are if Nesagama. That means something else because we learn in our Mishnah that Tzeis the Masel calls that now be if Nesagama. Now Tzeis says what does mean by Erevin? This is the Gemara says Erevin Perkenois and Passin Daf Chavam Beis Gamal Shereish Rubim Ifnim. If the camel has most of its body in the Rishas Yachid, and only the rest of the body out of Rishas Rabban, then it's nice of Mimbifnim, then you can go ahead and feed the animal in the inner part area. Then we're not concerned about Haitzah, Rishas Yachid, and Rishas Rabban. One thing is that you see, but then when he is in Rishas Yachid, you can be Eif's Naisai. You mean saying that Mishnah that you can't? It says, Taisus HaChavisa, that one that says over there that you can be Eif's and Lav HaNavisa Mamish. That's not literally, that means to say stuffing it like a chop, the Hamin Hachay Nabisa Makulu, because we say in our Mishnah they all do that. But he Avisa says, Taisa, that Avisa Haina Halata, that's a different type of force feeding, which is permitted. Chem Persha Ben Ishmael, and Sotra Ben Ishmael explains to resolve by contradiction. Tim next says the Master that begins with the Gemara, El Kemach, the Bagibulu, but flour, which is something that could be needed, because the Gemara wanted to say that this Reb Yisi says that when someone puts water in front of the animal and someone puts the flour, that you're not Chay Falash until you actually need it. That's the Gemara, that's specifically by flour, but which becomes dough when you need it. But by bran, which doesn't really mix together, Rav Yisi would agree that the one that put in the water in the bran would already be chayv falash, even though it wasn't needed and mixed. Another Gemara rejected. You can't say that because we say explicitly in the Brisa, Rav Yisi who just says that you're allowed to put the water into the bran. Difficulty Taisa has that previously the Gemara said regarding ink, the Gemara wanted to say that since it's not something that could be needed, Rav Yisi would agree that you're not put in the water. How could the Gemara say that? What do you mean? The Brisa here that the Gemara brings explicitly says regarding bran, which is the same thing as ink, that since it's not bargibel, still Rabbi Yisi holds that you're allowed to put in the water. So that Taisa is Pizir Ashti Leil Beparakama. He says, I already explained this in the first part of the Tchazim and Aleph, which their Taisa A explained that this that we're saying over here in our Sugya that bran is not bargibel, that's in contrast to flour. But most definitely that there is more kneading than ink. And since by ink there's no gibel at all, that's where maybe Rabbi Yisi agrees that you'd be liable for just putting in the water, even though you're not needing a contrast over here, which we're saying that Bryce says explicitly that no, even over here he would hold the only in Mechayev when you're mixing the bran and not when you put in the water.